It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What up, everybody? It's 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Me and the boys are all back together in beautiful Southeast Washington, D.C. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
What up, dude? What's happening with you?
I am chilling, man. Driving in traffic, pollen everywhere. If you recall...
The pollen here is minute compared to that crap in North Carolina.
It still exists, right? I mean, it's the pollen. One of the days you were gone, I think, we had Amelia on. Or no, we had Amelia on opening day, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And she was saying we haven't even hit the bad stretch yet because the oak hasn't started. I wonder if the oak is now starting. A lot happened yesterday. I'm going to start by saying this. Why, Brian, you got a Mac?
I might want to turn on the mic, right, Brian?
Actually, I might be able to use that, B.
Not with me.
Okay. For those that want to watch the stream, my computer's about to die. So we'll see how that goes. Obviously, the biggest news in the area yesterday, Alex Ovechkin scored a goal.
Yeah.
I don't know if you watched any of that, but watching Ryan Leonard, man, he flies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think...
He's swift.
Yeah, dude. That was a really fun, cool game. Go up to Boston. Ovi scores. Strom scores. They
Wilson.
Willie.
Willie is more than just a dude that'll whoop your ass.
But he'll still whoop your ass.
Oh, he'll whoop your ass. But he's more than that.
I don't know this, and I... Like, the Yankees have this, like, long tradition of they try to give their stud players, at least for a long time, like, single-digit numbers. And I don't know that this is a thing whatsoever in hockey because Willie is 43 and, hell, Oshie was 77, right? And Backstrom was 19, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, obviously Ovechkin's wearing 8.
Yeah.
I really like Chychrun wearing 6.
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, now they got Ryan Leonard wearing 9. I think the single-digit hockey jerseys look badass. I think the way Carberry handled I guess it wasn't a call-up, right, because he was in college, but they had his rights for over a year. But the way they manufactured it all so that his first start in the NHL was in Boston, which is his hometown and where he played his college puck.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought it was it's just a really cool way to do it.
It was a great move. Great move.
Caps play again tonight in Raleigh. At some point today, we should re-examine our picks for when we think Ovi's going to break the record, because it's getting to crunch time now, man.
He's four more.
Four away, yeah.
And
they play tonight, and then they play Friday.
Play tonight and Friday.
And then Sunday.
I'm just hoping to get it done Friday.
Are you going?
No, it's my last day I had on the picks.
Yeah, so we got to go through our picks.
He can go 2-2 or go hat trick tonight and give me one tomorrow on Friday.
Removing our picks from the conversation. Do you care if he does it at home or on the road?
I don't care where he does it.
I would love for it to be at home, but I just want him to do it.
Listen, man, that's the selfishness of us as fans. We want to see it, want to be there. When I was playing ball and a record came up, you think I gave a damn if I was at home or on the road?
Right.
I'd much rather do it in front of your crowd and just make you sit up there and have to watch all this happiness going on against you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like people say, oh, I wish he does it at home. If he does it on the road, is it going to be any less impactful?
I understand wanting it at home, and I know they won the cup on the road, but, like, I just want him to get it.
But
I think it'd be a relief.
The cup on the road, was it any less enjoyable because it was on the road, or did you still have a lot of fun?
It was incredible.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So it doesn't make a difference where they do it at. It gets done. It gets done.
I also think the focus with that team is and remains the cup. Like the Gretzky chase is super dope, but the cup, like a long playoff run, is what matters most. And if they could get Ovi home with a couple games to go, I know in hockey you don't rest guys, but maybe they get less minutes. Maybe the best teams in baseball want to set up their rotation for October, mm-hmm. whatever the hockey equivalent of that is. Like, let's get all the ducks in an order for this playoff run. And if Ovi could break it.
I forgot who was on with us the other day. He said, normally they play 17 to 18 minutes on ice.
I think it was Allen.
Yeah. So they don't really do like the other sports.
Yeah.
They give you their 17, 16. Hell, Ovi tries to get extra minutes all the time now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let him play.
I'm just excited. It's going to happen. He needs 4 and 8 games. They do close out. The final two are on the road. Maybe it's Friday night, dude. I mean, you get 2 tonight, 2 Friday is entirely possible. What a cool little subtext to this season going on. All right, so beyond Ovi scoring last night, you also had big news from College Park. Maryland made their hire of Buzz Williams, former Texas A&M coach. If you listen to the
He's a good coach.
If you listen to the program yesterday, I was telling you the whole damn program that it was going to be Buzz. News came out a little after we got off the air officially. We can argue as far as like who has a higher ceiling. And I think I've been pretty clear that I'm like kind of done with relitigating Kevin Willard. He left. He's entitled to leave. I think he handled it poorly. I'm on to Cincinnati, man. I'm just, you know what I am now? I'm a Buzz Williams fan. I'm all in. And B, the one thing I think is worth pointing out in all of this. Yo, Willard's 49.
Okay.
Buzz is 52. I would call them contemporaries. Does that seem fair?
Very much.
Buzz has been a head coach, I believe, 19 seasons. Willard's been a head coach, I believe, 18 seasons.
Okay.
In Willard's 18 seasons, he's been in the Sweet 16 once, and that happened last weekend with Maryland.
All right.
In Buzz's 19 seasons, he's been in the Sweet 16 4 times with Marquette. He's coached at Marquette, Virginia Tech, and now A&M.
I remember him big time from Marquette.
Well, and they went on an Elite 8
run.
They
were always good.
Yeah, they went on an Elite 8 run. One thing that's remarkable to think about is there was a time where somebody would leave Marquette for the Virginia Tech job. because they wanted to get in the ACC.
Yeah.
I think now.
Now they'll leave Virginia Tech to go to Marquette.
I mean, think about it.
If they were at Marquette and Virginia Tech called, they might hang up on them.
I don't know. But what I know is they've been
coaching. Don't be mad at me, Roosters.
They've been coaching just about the same amount of time, and Buzz has significantly more postseason experience. They had an Elite Eight run at Marquette.
Mm-hmm.
He made the last – in Texas A&M, they made the tournament the last three seasons. For those that forgot, Willard missed the tournament last year. I think they were under 500. I am not entirely convinced Buzz is better than Willard, but I don't think either one is demonstrably different. I applaud, and I was very clear with my criticisms last week, I applaud President Pines and the leadership over there for getting this done fast, because much of the conversation was, oh my God, they're cooked, everything's broken. Well, they got a coach, what, 5 days later?
Yeah.
They're going to have money to spend in the portal.
And they're going to have to support that coach.
Yeah.
Those days of acting like you're Ivy League school or whatever has to be done. If you're going to bring in a coach with his resume, you need to support that and push it.
Totally.
You can still go out there and push your academia or how you want to do it, but you better support that coach, because I'm going to tell you, in every school, I don't care where it is, Ivy League or wherever, if you got good sports, people like to go to little schools.
Yeah.
Let's get that straight.
I do think some of the trouble Willard caused about being a supported coach might end up helping Buzz Williams, because I do know there was some fundraising and some money that got attached to the basketball program.
Mm-hmm.
For the concerns that, you know, Buzz has now coached at Marquette for, call that 6-7 years. Virginia Tech, he was there for 5 seasons. Then A&M for the last 6. He bounces around.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Listen,
hey man.
He's
been there 6 years, okay? How long was Willard here?
3.
How long was the coach prior to him there?
Probably 5.
Okay, so you haven't kept coaches either. If he stays here 6 years, he's been here longer than your last two.
Right. Dude, that the way college sports is currently constituted, every year is brand new. Every year is a new season. So, like,
yeah,
that's just the way this thing goes.
What you say all the time, and the way the portal and stuff is now, you don't know what you're going to have. But you always say, there are teams in the NFL that sign people early, okay? And when they sign them early, they don't have to worry about them getting all whatever. So if Maryland, if you see your coach doing well, go take care of him. Then he don't have to be looking nowhere.
Well, dude.
And a lot of colleges do that too. You know, hell, I just saw, it's a different sport, but they just locked Deion up.
Yeah.
For 10 years.
5 years.
5 years
on top.
5 years,
50-something
right. million, whatever it is. So you go and when you see somebody doing well, don't wait till the end and then like try to, oh, they owe you something. No, show them that love.
Dude,
and they'll stay around.
Totally. Buzz, apparently he's a hard-charging type. We're going to talk to Jeff Ehrman today and get a lot more information on it. But like when they hired Willard, I wanted them to hire Patino, okay? I was on record about that. And the concern was, oh, Patino might only stick around a couple years. Mm-hmm. Well, Willard only stuck around a couple of years.
Yeah.
I think college sports, as it's currently constituted, is such an absolute crapshoot right now that you can't be worried about 5 years from now. Mm-hmm. Worry about 5 months from now. And
yeah, worry about the day, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I like the Buzz Williams hire. I said this to J.P. Flame in the hallway, and I think he agreed with me. If you're a young single man, like none of us here, maybe kind of Jeff, but in your younger days, Brian, if you were willing to fist fight a man at a bar over a woman.
I would have never done that.
Okay.
I would fist fight the man, but I ain't fighting him over no woman.
Okay. Let's just allow the analogy. Other people would, right?
He'd fist fight a horse, though.
You would fist fight a horse.
I mean, I'm just saying, my fights were always because of a reason, not that one.
Okay, but lots of people.
Yeah.
Whatever the reason is, if you're going to get into a fight over something, that something needs to be incredibly valuable.
Oh, hell yeah.
If it's worth fighting
yeah,
for.
Yeah.
I feel like Maryland and Villanova got into a fight for something that's at least results-based, relatively replaceable.
Yes, but in Villanova's mind, they may be thinking that they're getting something.
They didn't get into a fight over John Shire or the dude at Florida or even Bruce Pearl. Like, Buzz Williams, the dude they were able to hire 4 days later, has a better resume than
Williams. But, like, it comes down to the person. And, like, Villanova may be extremely happy prideful and proud to have who they have. But at this point, you hired a damn good coach. And you move forward. Now
that's where I'm at.
And they may listen, every time you have a relationship that separates, it's easy to say, oh, point at the other person, it was all their fault. No, you gotta look internally and realize what you did wrong and make sure you improve that. That can help the whole relationship.
And I'm hoping that's
Maryland what's needs to do that as well.
I'm hoping that's what's happening. And I want to applaud the college president for getting involved and getting this done. I recognize they don't have an AD, and everybody's like, oh, well, who the hell did the hire? The president did, because he recognized this was a problem, and he addressed it. So I support that. White Brian, as the dude here that follows college hoops the best, is Willard versus Buzz a demonstrable difference to you?
I would rather have Buzz for my program. He was a thorn in Auburn's side for however many years when he was at Tech or A&M.
How about that? One vote, Buzz. Jeffrey. Is there a big difference, Buzz to Willard?
I don't know, JP. I only watch it during the tournament.
Appreciate that.
As I say, during basketball season, I pay attention to my school, even though it's a little Division II.
But I think
Jeff had a whole bunch of Maryland pride 2 weeks ago. Am I misremembering that?
How you got them big ears and don't listen? I said I don't really pay attention to Maryland until the tournament.
Well, some years you're not paying attention then.
Jay, moving forward, whether Buzz is better or not, he comes in with a better, let's say, resume. But the two entities, Buzz and his support group, are going to have to do better to make sure Maryland overall looks good.
I think Maryland's got to do better. Yeah, and Maryland seems like they're better, going to.
And you hope to see what Buzz has done in other schools, you hope to see it here. But Maryland has to do better. Because, listen, I have been the guy who I got here 30-plus years ago, and I always hear about Maryland. But I always felt like they never, ever supported their – even when Gary was here, they never, ever supported their teams like they should. They always tried to shun – we're not like everybody else. We're more like that school over there. You're not Harvard, dog. Not in that aspect. You may be damn good when it comes down to a lot of your broadcasting stuff and all this, but you're not those Ivy League schools. But you do have entities that can come out here and bring a lot of luster and love to you, but you got to support them too. But every president I've seen, listen, I was knowing about presidents at Maryland just because it was always in the paper.
Yeah.
And if I always hear about your president in the paper, that's not a good thing. Because it was always something negative or something bad going on, wasn't supporting this, trying to do something other than this. It was stupid stuff. So now that has to go away. And I think the people in charge now need to realize that you have a history of stupidity. I'm going to just say it like that. And it's time to break that and move forward. Look, I went to Penn State up here when I was at Lehigh. went to Penn State. I'm looking at the campus, and I was talking to this professor one day. He said, I said, man, why is it that the academic people always trying to destroy the athletic people? He said, not us. He said, hell, this campus was built by football. And you have been to Penn State?
Yeah.
They have a remarkable campus, building after building, because they had a great athletic program, their football team, and people supported it. And when you get people, when people leave, they don't say, don't come back and say, hey, man, I'm pulling for the math department. They might get them. They love the fact that the athletics bring a lot of pride to the school, and when they are the billionaires, they write those checks because of what was going on there. And yes, they don't just say, just give it to the football team. They give it to the school. But you know what sparked it? The athletics.
Well, you know what's changing all that now is the NIL and the collective, because now you're hitting your big boosters up not to build a new team facility or a new engineering building. It is, yo, put that money in this pot so I can pay these kids.
Yeah.
But they were doing that's it. Changing a lot.
But they were doing it anyway.
Yeah.
It's just now it's legal.
In short, I'm cool with Buzz. Bring on the Buzz. I like being buzzed, Lamphill. Yeah. Print it. Make a t-shirt.
Well, many people think you look like it all the time.
Yeah. That was a tough angle of your boy. Still not sure if I'm cool with you, Standig. Just putting that out there.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.